This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. We've got that Leafs Panthers stuff to we could debate that. And the Sabres, right?
Sure. Yeah. Debate.
Debate.
We're going to debate the Sabres.
Yeah. Well, you have Paul coming on later.
Yeah. I think you should be able to just suspend someone for that. You're just highly suspicious of them being a dirtbag. Because that's really where we end up with Bennett.
Slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. And with that, you would surely make some mistakes. And look, I can't tell you for sure that he's not, you know, I know watching the footage, he's not like nodding and winking at you while he's talking about how friendly he is with this guy. And I texted him and he responded. And of course, I'm not trying to hurt him. We won a cup together last year. I don't know if he actually said that, but that's what happened factually. I think all of that can be true. And while the game is going on, you're there and I got an opportunity here. I was going to take it. We're friends. Whatever. We're playing in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This guy's been fantastic for this team. I'm just going to go ahead and elbow him in the head like I did to Marchand last year or 2 years ago, or like I did to Matthew Knies 2 years ago. Like, I'm just going to do this thing that I'm somewhat now notorious for doing.
He has rewritten his reputation from the guy who couldn't do one chin-up at the combine
right.
In Buffalo.
Right. So, look, I appreciate what he is as a player and the value of having a guy that will go to that line and then across that line, ideally in this situation, and actually not get punished. There is value in any sport, particularly hockey, of having a guy that can play that way, especially if they can get away with it. I just feel like at some point you have to look at them and go, yeah, dude, this is enough. So I'm not retroactively suspending you for these other hits, but kind of that's what's happening here. But
that's not what actually happened.
No, that is not actually happening. But if the league chose that course, I don't know, it would probably be very hard to defend. Otherwise, maybe they would go there, but I have no question the guy did it on purpose. I also, I believe that they could be friends.
I think
you could hit your friend like that, especially, I've hit my friends like that playing pickup sports.
Yeah, you don't expect them to be violently ill from it. Like, right. You're not really playing that out in your head, right? I mean, far be it for me to know, but I think in the course of a playoff game, especially in the NHL, you see lots of liberties taken, and it's not about whether somebody's going to get hurt. It's about, you know, getting an edge. What is all the stuff in front of the net after every, you know, whistle about? Do you think you're going to get an edge from it? You think, you know, if I'm that much tougher this time, there's that much greater chance that the guy's not coming back in here next time. Like, that's the only logic
right.
of it.
Or at least not as fast and ready as the prior time. Yeah, that's it.
I might be able to sneak this little shot in and improve our chances of scoring on this play. Just, you know, you didn't see it. And I don't think it ever really necessarily goes past that. It's just to get an edge on a play right. in a game, in a series, and injuries happen. I guess it's good for you if it ends up there, but yeah. not in a personal sense.
Yeah. You know, I think there's also the I don't know, dilemma. I mean, who knows what's really going on here? Like, I mean, I know he threw up. That's irrefutably true. I mean, he went to the bench and threw up. Now, that was minutes after that collision. And he also, Stolarz, this is the Toronto goalie, got hit in a, you know, the buckle on the strap of his helmet broke loose in the first period on a high shot by Sam Reinhardt, I believe. And so that's the kind of thing that could, maybe he just plowed through that. He wasn't spotted by the concussion protocol people to be pulled out of the game at that point. Also was not pulled from the game after this collision. Again, eventually there's a TV timeout. He got tended to by trainers, but stayed in the game. And then a few minutes later, he's at the bench throwing up and it's time for the backup goalie. Like, that's it. So all of that could have all the shot in the first period right through this thing. Because, you know, a part of this, too, is it doesn't look like the most concussion-inducing blow you've ever seen. It's a pretty subtle shot. It's hard to discern really how hard it even is. But
the ones that look, you never know, like you're saying, but the ones that look the most dangerous are when a player hits his head on the ice. Not, you know, gets right. bumped in the head, but we all have tons of examples of how there's just not a necessary correlation between the severity of what the play looks like and the extent of the injury. I was thinking, I mean, almost definitely he probably was on some level dealing with an important head injury on the slap shot, on the shot earlier in the mm-hmm. game. And then this happens and it compounds. You know, I think it might be safe to make some assumptions here. What's depressing to me is all these years, you know, whenever it started, we know Tim Connelly happened in 2006. So that's 19 years ago. So as long ago as 2006, there was some modicum of seriousness about head injuries and, you know, the player and the team or the league together end up making some decision sometimes. And I'm sure countless times players have played through it, like used to always happen. What's sad about it to me is all these years into whatever level of seriousness there is about head injuries, it's still easily available to the team. I mean, the player is going to be the player usually. This is my career. It's short. This is for a cup. This is legacy stuff. It's for big money. I'm 25. I'm not sitting down. If I sit down, my teammates don't respect me. I mean, all the reasons why
right.
a player would just be like, you kind of feel okay. You just sort of play through it. But the team is the one with the supposed obligation to protect the player. And I think very often they just will not. And if somebody on the Leafs, I mean, how many people are watching this game involved with the Leafs or the NHL? How many people would have seen him shake his head after he had his mask off on the shot mm-hmm. and known that that's a bad sign and let him play? And then the collision, and it's already happened in the game before, and now you have this, and you let him stay in, and it doesn't change until he goes to the bench and literally throws up on the bench. I mean, that's just not how it's supposed to work.
Right.
And so you can't really know the league and the teams can hide behind that. Not that they always would be doing that, but they can. And, you know, you can't know what's a concussion. It's not even called a concussion in sports. It's called concussion protocol. The NFL won't call it a concussion. You don't hear Sean McDermott say so-and-so has a concussion. He says he's in the concussion protocol, right, which means there is room for suspicion. Like, maybe he has one, but maybe he doesn't. And really what we're doing is, you know, playing it safe. I mean, you saw with Josh Allen going in the tent, coming right out. You're not going to stop him. But if maybe you could, but you won't.
Right.
There's too much at stake.
Right. You're talking about a playoff game here, and like, I don't know what the score is. I don't remember what the score is when he gets hit in the head the first time with the shot in the first period. You know, I know it's 4-1 when he eventually leaves the game, and then there's the furious rally and good job Toronto by, you know, sort of steadying there and getting that thing home for them, because I think previous incarnations of that team with that group, you might have been pretty scared going into the final few minutes there, but they managed to get it home. But still, you're pulling the starting goalie, the guy that's getting a lot of credit for like sort of stabilizing a position of weakness through the many years here of this core four's existence with the Leafs. They're always a contender, and they're almost always, one exception, losing in the first round. Second exception now. So here we are. It's game one, defending champs. Oh yeah, we're gonna pull this guy out. Like, that's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to do in any building, but it's in Toronto. So yeah, the system isn't by any means foolproof, and you're hearing it today. I don't know, like, stretcher hospitalized. Is Toronto trying to like play into the drama at all here? I hate to even raise that as a suspicion, but I'm sorry, it's hockey. Like, there's more misinformation than there is information about this stuff, and maybe they're hoping the worse it sounds, the more, you know, maybe the league would consider punishment on Bennett. They don't. Stolarz is out of the hospital, and they're not even ruling him out for tomorrow. Okay, like, if he was concussed last night, there's no way he should be playing a hockey game tomorrow. But
maybe he won't, but they don't have to rule him out today.
Right.
Because then you can play the game, the upper body, lower body game, and we don't know yet. We might know, but we're not going to tell you. But in this case, it looks more egregious because of what we watched last night. You know, it looks more egregious to not rule him out. If he had a torn ACL, you could also say, we're not ruling him out. Guys have played in the playoffs with,
that's
with that.
Right. That's,
you know,
right.
So it feels like too soft of a word, but that's what's so unfortunate about it. Because, like, I say the stakes are too high in my commentary about, like, whether Josh Allen goes back into a Bills game. Are they that high compared to the effects of the concussion over the years? You know, what's higher?
Yeah,
whether you win the game? Or
I would have no question at all. Like, look, any guy would want...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Connor Hellebuyck, you know, is an interesting one to pick here with how many times he got yanked in that series, but they finally got past it and are on to round two now. But, like, he's one of the best, you know, no one argues. He's playoffs, yes, he's got something to prove. He's one of the best goalies in the league year over year. He's got the big contract. He's got everything. That guy would want to stay in. Stolarz, like, this is his opportunity to finally get somewhere really substantive in his career. He's been just sort of bounced around, back up with promise. That's been basically his resume. And then this year began, he looked like he had, and then he got hurt. And the door, so the door cracked back open. But for him, fortunately, the other sort of young guy that replaced him last night, Wall, has also been injury prone. A lot of promise, but can't stay there. So the door back, you know, opened back up. Stolarz is back in. Like, a good playoff here. His next contract, his career, he's like set. He's made it. That's what he's playing for the Leafs. He's playing to end a long Stanley Cup championship drought, all the things that anyone that roots for Toronto are interested in. But selfishly, individually, Anthony Stolarz is playing to like establish he's a $5 million or $6 million a year goalie, which would be, you know, the equivalent of winning the lottery in life. Like, you've strived this long. You better believe he's not going to want to come out of a game. Like, I matter here. This is the opportunity I've been waiting for since I was 17 years old. So that's why you need independent people to pull guys out of games like that, because they're not going to do it themselves. No. Or frequently they won't. I mean, I you know, I shouldn't say it so definitively, but
it's still not really acceptable culturally.
Right.
By culturally, I don't mean like society, but just like within a team, you know, from the fans. You know, think about Connolly. I mean, you can feel sympathy to him, but I think he's also somebody, like, he didn't really get a fair shake from the fans. It was he wasn't really popular, you know. And am I mixing up my chronology? Because am I thinking of before 2006 when he caught fire and he looked like the best player in hockey for a couple of weeks and then went down? I don't know. Wouldn't you, what percentage of fans would have held against him? He didn't play like almost the entire next season.
Yeah.
And no doubt there were serious effects he was dealing with, you know, maybe psychologically as well as just physically. But I think it's just the kind of thing that not everybody, I know it's the kind of thing that not everybody has much respect for. Like, get out there. I think even on the youth level, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in that world now, and you were. And that was a long time ago for you, but still, like, you were in that world once. Years, many, many years ago. And yes. And so you do see.
Sorry, I didn't take the bait.
Many years ago. You do see, I think.
Yeah.
Coach, look, even youth coaches work for somebody. And in a lot of these, it's pretty serious. A lot of people know this, have experience with it. It's serious stuff. Parents pay a lot of money.
Yep.
Programs are trying to win and grow and all of that. And a guy goes down with a head hit, you know, your first instinct may not be to keep him out if he's good, right? It's easier when he's just a backup.
It is a long time ago now, like you referenced.
So long. It's got to feel like a long time.
But and Owen, unfortunately, in playing, did suffer a few concussions. And never did I ever feel like the people handling the situation didn't respect it.
Good.
But I think that's not the same as opinions and different things that you catch wind of, or even know that the players got told directly. Like, you know, like, oh, I never missed this much time with something like that. Like, that kind of stuff, that happened a time or two, but there was never a question.
Good.
In my experience. So at least we had that going for us.
Do you hope Toronto wins?
Yes. Ultimately, yes, I do. I really like Florida a lot. I really want just a good series, and it looks like
good start.
It sure is. Yeah. I mean, with how furious that comeback was. And like I already said, Toronto, like, kind of gets buried in all the conversation about Bennett and the hit and intents and Stolarz's health and all that. They did a great job, being able to get that game home considering the adversity. I'm sure they had the lead, but they never gave it up. You know, they were right there when it got tight to extend it again, and then it got tight again, and they hung on.
They got the goal, really.
Right.
Like, it was a mix-up on Florida, and the guy buried the chance. So, good thing.
Yeah.
Because the whole momentum thing was not in their pocket.
But, yeah, I feel like that, you know, it's usually either way is great, because when the Leafs blow it, it's sort of entertaining to watch everyone, you know, lose their minds about it. But that's getting old, and I respect what they've done this year. I didn't think it was going to work, but the defensive play overall has improved so much. And guys, I never thought Oliver Ekman-Larsson was going to be a good idea, but he has been a rock for them. Tanev's always excellent, but I always worry he's going to get hurt. He's going to be playing on one leg or something by the time the playoffs get here, but that has not happened. So they're getting paid off on two big ads on the back end back there. And I've said this before, I think, but maybe only in passing. Nyes is like the thing that they have not had. Like, that is 6'3", 230. I mean, just a bull.
With finish.
Great, great skill to go with it. That is a really, really nice piece.
I usually root against teams that are on long droughts, because I like the continuation of the story. When the Red Sox were about to win, other than friends who liked the Red Sox, I wanted them to lose. Because if they win, that's it. What do I do with my 7 Curse of the Bambino shirts? What do I do with them? What about this curse? Oh, it was lifted? What do I do with my Cubs GOAT shirts?
What do I do with the shirt that says Red Sox magic number 1918?
Yes, magic
which
number.
Which I had for a while.
Infinity.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it when those stories continue, but this one, I mean, I was a huge Leafs fan for many years growing up, until into my 20s. And I have family there. I hope Florida, you had your chance. You had your win last year. Toronto-Edmonton would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that remote a possibility. The last three nights, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the last three nights, from this game back to the Winnipeg win on Sunday to Dallas-Colorado, I mean, those two seventh games from two goals down
just
in the third.
Tremendous.
Late.
Right.
I have a friend who has a big parlay, one of yours, like you have the different championships. And he sent me a picture of the ticket. I'll show you the ticket because it's good numbers. He asked me on Dallas-Colorado was Saturday.
Yep.
He asked me on Saturday what he would do about a hedge, because he had a bunch of wins already over 5.5 on that hockey game. And then the winner, the outcome of the Washington-Carolina game tonight. And, you know, I told him I would, because it was so much money on the line, I told him I would hedge and bet the under on Dallas-Colorado. 5.5. It was 2-0.
Yeah.
With how much
12,
time left.
12-14 or something to go in the third period.
And it was 3-2 with 4 seconds left. And it ended 4-2.
Yeah.
That's running nice. I apologize to him for the idea to bet the under.
Right.
Even though I was probably right. Well, you can't really say you were probably right.
You were close to being right.
I was close.
Very close to being right.
Just like, you know, Colorado didn't win.
The drama there. I mean, I'm not going to like exaggerate this to like people on the streets were talking about it or anything, but I was in Denver, the Denver area here for the last few days here, Friday through yesterday afternoon, and I just cannot believe the torture for like all the fans there. Some probably were still shook about Rantanen being traded to begin with. And then to have it just go the way it's gone with him winding up in Dallas, and then to have that 8 minutes or 12 minutes or whatever it was. Oh, my gosh. That was incredible. Like, that is – that – you know, we're upset about guys that leave here and win. And, yeah, but, like, imagine if the Sabres trade away Eichel and then he does that to you in the playoffs.
You trade Eichel to Vegas – and one reason why you pick Vegas is because you're not going to have to play him. And then before the next deadline, Vegas trades him to Toronto. Right. And Toronto beats you. That's what happened.
And he's the key guy.
Right.
Like, he does it all.
They traded him to Carolina, right? The Avs.
Yes, they did.
They traded him to Carolina. You know.
See you later.
Don't want to make a trade in our division or conference, whatever like right. that thinking is. And Carolina trades him right to Dallas.
Right.
Tough one.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That wasn't supposed to happen.
That is a brutal
outcome.
We were
playing you in the first round.
Yep. But I'm all I've got going is Dallas. So I'm grateful they found a way to win game seven they did on Saturday night. I couldn't sit with it. I was at a concert, but yeah.
We're all big Dallas fans.
So that's all I've got is Dallas. And Oklahoma City, too, and that was tough last night.
Winnipeg could win, too. I mean, Toronto, Edmonton,
yeah.
You could still get Winnipeg now, three of the last eight teams. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll get back to some football talk as we continue here on WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.